Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the things you can do there. Read, listen, ask questions. You can find thousands of pieces of information there that you can do some research on. Whatever's on your mind, whatever small business issue you've got, we've got something there that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out all the things that Richard DeCaser has deposited with us over the years as a longtime member of our Brain Trust chief. He's deputy chief economist at the Parthenon Group. Richard, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking a minute ago. I had gone off on one of my rants about we got to have a 21st century tax code, and you were about to give us an example of what you were thinking about.
Well, I think there are centrist solutions that most Americans would embrace. Let me give you an example. Last December, the Debt Commission, sometimes called the Simpson-Bowles Commission, put forth recommendations that involve trimming entitlements, lowering tax rates, broadening the base, closing loopholes, all the stuff we've been talking about. It's gone nowhere, but 2 weeks ago, the National Association of Business Economics conducted a survey of about 50 forecasters, business economic forecasters, which I would characterize as a right-of-center group, politically speaking. Mm-hmm. 81% said if they were forced to vote up or down on it, they would take it. And that's just one example. Mm-hmm. The Bipartisan Center in Washington, D.C. had a commission. Republican Senator Pete Domenici, Republican Senator from New Mexico.
Right.
Alice Rivlin, budget director in the Clinton administration. Mm-hmm. They put forward a similar package. There are lots of good ideas out there. They are in the middle. They are, I think, broadly acceptable.
But are those proposals sweeping tax reform, or are they more nibbling?
They are sweeping tax reform, and they, for example, taking the
you know what I call sweeping tax reform? Flat tax.
What one number?
Period.
Well, they might not meet the Blasingame test for sweeping tax reform, but they would be. These proposals, broadly speaking, would be the most significant tax reform our country has experienced since 1986, and it would actually put things back on a par with where we were in 86 when we had a gross mm-hmm. simplification of the tax. Not meeting the Blasingame threshold, mm-hmm. but a huge improvements over where we are. So America wants this. They are expressing these sentiments in public opinion polls, professional economists, generally.
Do you think that this will be part of the debate, the presidential debate?
I think this is going to be a central element of the presidential debate. Now, mm-hmm. we've just learned there is now, in August, we passed legislation which basically said we're going to make decisions about our long-term tax system in October, or rather November 23rd. That's when we have to, the special joint select committee has to put forth a report. November 23rd, Republicans and Democrats in equal number. If they fail to do so, tax code kind of goes on autopilot in ways that most people don't find very attractive.
Right.
Now, I don't expect we're going to see much out of that committee.
The super committee.
The Republican and the Democratic leadership have each handpicked the members of those committees. If mm-hmm. you look at the respective leaders from the two parties, they are people who are not known for crossing the aisle and compromise, but they are respecting their relative hardline positions, so I don't see that there's a whole lot of productivity coming down the pike in that dimension either.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it. I'm also concerned about, frankly, about the constitutionality of the darn committee. I mean, aren't they doing what Congress is supposed to do? Why have we deferred the responsibility of Congress to a group of 12 people who have some pretty strong, they have some pretty hefty powers there, Richard?
Well, they sure do. They sure do. But it is everything ultimately has to be voted on by the full Congress.
But the good thing I liked about the super committee is whatever they decide has to be voted on. It can't get stuck in committee. Now
that's right.
That is one good feature of this super committee, folks.
Yeah, otherwise, the legislative process invariably goes down to nibble at all various details where things usually get bogged down and die.
Right.
So by making it a thumbs up or thumbs down vote, it should smooth the way.
And it puts people on record. People have to go on record. How did you vote?
That's right.
You can't hide behind the committee stuff.
No, you cannot. And that's the next big threshold we've got to cross. Back in August, again, with the debacle that was the debt ceiling negotiation, they basically punted. The next play comes in November, and we'll see if we can get a more cooperative Congress and administration.
The problem,
but like I said, I'm not optimistic.
The problem we've got with that the president hasn't contributed to, and I'm not just picking on him. There's plenty of blame to go around. But his continuous rhetoric about vilifying the successful, vilifying people who make money, vilifying and acting as if the wealthy people aren't already paying a high percentage, without talking about how to broaden the base. I mean, you can't on the one side of you can't talk about raising taxes on the wealthy without also talking about how do we fix the fact that 50% of Americans don't pay any income tax?
Well, I'll tell you what. The record is that all Americans from every income group, if you break all of America into five different buckets, the top, the next, and so on down to the bottom, every one of those groups is paying less of their income in taxes today than has been the case in at least 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the high end has seen its tax rates come down. The low end has seen its tax rates come down.
Or disappear.
It has disappeared for roughly 45% mm-hmm. at the bottom of taxpayers. The only group that has not seen a big decline, or the one that has seen the least decline in its taxable income rate, is the middle group.
Right,
which
where
is
I am, where you
people.
Are.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. So, you're absolutely right. And in sheer numbers, the top 1% just ain't big enough to solve our budget problem. That's where reform.
If you tax them 100%, but the problem is he talks about taxing them as if they've done something wrong, as if it's their fault. And that kind of rhetoric is what I don't like, and I think what a lot of people don't like. Quick break, right back with Richard DeCaeser, Deputy Chief Economist of the Parthenon Group. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.